Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
There's an interesting story in the Sun-Times today. Republicans for Harris launches with GOPers from Illinois endorsing Kamala Harris. The list includes former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar, Ray LaHood, who is Transportation Secretary, and a former congressman in Illinois, Adam Kinzinger, Joe Walsh, and they've all come out endorsing Kamala Harris. Secretary LaHood is an interesting case, isn't he? Because his son now has his old seat there in Peoria, now in a newly drawn district that goes all the way up to the Wisconsin border. He told us that two-thirds or three-fourths of the Wisconsin border with Illinois is in Darren LaHood's district. But Darren is very much on Team Trump and spoke to us from the RNC in Milwaukee when that was held last month. We always enjoy his conversation. Can't say I always agree with him, but he's always civil with us. But now his dad is on the other side. I don't know if that's new in the family or what. Here's Ray LaHood. Ray, thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Hey, good morning, John. Good to hear from you.
Hey, who's to say that every kid agrees with their dad or every dad agrees with their kid, right?
Never.
But you are a Republican, are you not? Do you still call yourself
that? I am a Republican. The way you get to be a Republican in Illinois is vote in the Republican primary. And I voted in the Republican primary in March, mainly so I could vote for my son, Darren, who I'm very, very proud of. But I will tell you, in the presidential race, I wrote my own name in. And I got one vote.
I've often wondered that if you do a write-in vote for yourself or anybody else, if you will taint the ballot. If you write Mickey Mouse in, do they throw the whole ballot out? So I've never done that because I wasn't confident I knew the procedure.
Yeah, well, at the bottom of the list of presidential candidates, it said a write-in, so I put my name in.
Just
knowing there'd only be one vote.
Wouldn't it have been crazy if you won? So let's just, but just for a moment, for those who don't know Ray LaHood, tell us a little bit about your political background in Peoria.
I came up through the ranks of working for a very distinguished member of Congress, Bob Michael, who was Republican leader and served the Peoria, Central Illinois area for 38 years. I was his chief of staff for 12 years. And when he decided to retire in 1994, I had the good fortune of running and winning. That was 30 years ago, John. And I served for 14 years, became friends with Barack Obama and Rahm Emanuel, and they were good enough to invite me to join the Obama administration following my retirement from Congress. And I served 4.5 years as a Republican member of President Obama's cabinet as Secretary of Transportation, best job I ever had. And I left that job in 2013, moved to Peoria, where I grew up and raised our family. And my wife and I are very happy in Central Illinois as a Republican. And obviously, when Trump ran 8 years ago, I did not support him. I supported Joe Biden, who I'd worked with in the Obama administration, and I will not support Donald Trump for election. I'm clearly on the bandwagon for Vice President Harris.
You would have supported Joe Biden in this
for sure.
Yeah, cycle I was on as the. Well.
I love Joe Biden. I worked with him very closely while I was in the Obama administration. He is a phenomenal human being, and when anyone would ask me, "Is he too old to run for president?" I would say yes, but I'm going to support him. And I supported his decision to turn the nomination over to Vice President Harris, and going to do all I can to help her get elected.
Was your voting, I know that you had a personal relationship with him with all of those years, but in the cabinet and in the Congress, but I just wonder if, since you are equally, it sounds, enthusiastic about Kamala Harris's candidacy, is this more about them or is it more about Donald Trump? If it were somebody else in the Democratic ticket, you would be endorsing them, I'm hearing, rather than Donald
Trump.
Yeah,
I can't support Trump, John. I just can't. I think he's, I thought he was, he doesn't represent what I believe we need in the White House representing our country. I didn't agree with his foreign policy. Almost all the people that worked for him, whether in his cabinet or in the White House, either are in jail or have had their reputations besmirched by him. And he's not the kind of person we need in the White House representing our country.
Hmm. What's it like when you talk about this, or do you, with your son, Darren, who, as I recall, was the chair of the Finance Committee in Illinois for Trump for president and endorses him and spoke out after January 6th? What kind of conversations do you have with Darren about that?
You know, John, as I said just a minute ago, I really am very proud of Darren. He's worked hard in the old 18th district and now in the new 16th district, and very respected. He has no opponent in this general election that's coming up, which speaks well of his service. And like most families, whether it's your spouse or your children, you have disagreements, and Darren and I clearly have a disagreement about this. And you know, we have an understanding that he feels one way and I feel differently. But we still have a high level of respect and love for one another.
I think part of the sort of conundrum for some of us is that it's not just a policy thing. It's not high taxes or low taxes, although it's that too, but it's really the very character of the person. And I think that's what's the head scratcher for some of us. Plenty of people judge Donald Trump's character so beneath that of what you would want for a president that it's hard to imagine even principled, intelligent, conservative people voting for him because of those other character flaws. I don't know how those people get over that hump, Ray.
Yeah, it's difficult to think that he could be president again. I hope he's not, but he just doesn't represent what I believe is good public service, and the way that he treats people, the way he talks about people, even people in his own cabinet that worked for him. I think about what he said about Elaine Chao, who was Secretary of Transportation, spouse of Mitch McConnell, and others that worked for him and were supposedly on his team. He just, you know, what he said about John McCain, who I was a dear, dear friend of mine, and what he said about other people, and his service is just not the kind of public service that I think is good for our country and represents the best interest of America. And that's what I really care about.
I understand that. I think we all do. Former Congressman Ray LaHood and one-time Secretary of Transportation in the Obama administration's on the phone. But, you know, it's interesting. I hear you talk about service and character, but I wonder how somebody like you feels, particularly in Illinois, about finding candidates that just stand up for Republican values, you know, small government, low taxes, staying out of people's personal family lives, that sort of thing.
Yeah, John, those days are over for the Republican Party. That's not the Republican Party that I served in, and I don't think it's the Republican Party today. We may get back to that when Trump leaves the scene. Trump has taken over the Republican Party. The Republican Party is now the Trump Party. And it's not the party of principles and values that Bob Michael represented for 38 years or that I represented for 14 years. It's a different party, and hopefully we'll get beyond it someday and get back to a few of the values that, you know, fiscal responsibility and really, you know, trying to balance the budget and really taking care of, you know, taking care of things, you know, in a way that is not so extreme.
So the story was that Adam Kinzinger, no surprise, Joe Walsh, former GOP Governor Jim Edgar from Illinois, you, and then others across the country, Christine Todd Whitman of New Jersey, et cetera, have come out in support of the Kamala Harris candidacy. Was this, who orchestrated this? Did somebody just collect a list or did you get a phone call? How did this happen?
You know, it came about with some former members of former Republican members of Congress, and we've been talking for quite a while and talking through emails and so forth, and the campaign came up with the idea. I mean, we were going to do this on behalf of President Biden, but obviously when he dropped out, we were asked if we would do the same for Vice President Harris. And I don't know of anyone who did not sign on. So it really came about through dissatisfaction from many former members of Congress, primarily Republican, all Republican, who just felt like Trump does not represent the Republican Party that we all served in, the so-called, you know, George Bush, Ronald Reagan, John McCain party. I was a delegate for McCain and went to Minneapolis, and you know, those days are gone, John. And it really came about as a result of people just chatting through emails and coming together around the idea that we didn't want Trump.
You know, and I've said this many times, and I always will, and then I'll let you go, Ray, but I think Illinois would benefit from a more competitive, vigorous, rigorous Republican Party. But we don't even have that in Illinois right now. And granted, Chicago's but geographically, we're a red state. The human beings are the ones that matter, of course. It's not the acres that vote. But I think that the Republican values are underrepresented in our state. And I don't think anybody benefits from that.
Right. One party rule is not a good thing. Everything south of Interstate 80 is primarily Republican, John.
I know it.
Almost everything north is Democratic.
So one last thing, Ray, do you have any advice for then Kamala Harris about a running mate?
I think she's probably already made her decision. She's going to announce it tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Obviously, Pennsylvania is important. She's got a very popular governor there. I like Mark Kelly very much, very much. And I knew Gabby Giffords very well. Served with her in Congress, and I think either one of those two would be outstanding.
Don't think it'll be the governor of Minnesota, huh?
I do not.
Yeah, okay. All right, Ray, my best to you and your family. It's always nice to talk
to you. John.
It was nice to see you at the George Manius event they had last year down in Peoria, the shoeshine guy.
Yep.
You and I will visit again another day.
Yep, look forward to it. Take care.
Ray LaHood, U.S. Secretary of Transportation, in the Obama administration, former 18th Congressional District Representative. About Congressman LaHood that was on with just a moment ago, John, I'm an American first, just like Ray LaHood. A Republican or a Democrat may not be a good choice every year. God bless this politician, Mr. LaHood. If only every voter could look past the party to view the person. 630, since Trump, I've said I could never vote Republican again. I could vote for this gentleman, however. He gets how it's supposed to work. 847 said, but he's obviously not a Republican. And 847 said, it's about the economy. But most of you said things like, I respect Mr. LaHood more than words can express. Thank you for speaking truth to power.